RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Mendoza in trouble, it's out, touchdown, wow, a rock open, unbelievable, give him the Heisman Trophy now.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
The great Gus Johnson with the call earlier this season. One of Fernando Mendoza's Heisman moments, I guess the main one, is Indiana beats Penn State in Happy Valley. Can we just, you know, I'm off for a couple days after this. I'm in a great mood today. I'd love to hear, Kenny, that unbelievable call from Gus Johnson, in the words of our friends Daft Punk, one more time.
Mendoza in trouble! It's out!
To think there are some morons out there. Morons. Who don't like when Gus Johnson gets excited. These are the same people that, like, probably hate Christmas, hate pizza, hate puppies. Imagine hating yourself so much that you can't find joy in Gus Johnson voice breaking like he's 12 years old going through puberty. After a great college football play. I know that our guest joining us right now feels the same way. And I want to say this before we bring him up. I want him to hear me say this. Because we are now on Westwood One Sports with, like, way more distribution than we had on the old show in this new time slot. And I've said a couple times, you know, pro sports bettor Joey Knish is about to join us. And you might be listening or watching, if you're not an older listener or viewer, you know that this is about to be great. You might be thinking, oh my God, here's some, like, mathematician to come on and bore us to death about, you know, point spreads and math and all this nonsense. No, you're about to be very entertained. So hopefully, Knish, you won't let me in the audience down here. As pro sports bettor Joey Knish joins the show, everyone should check out his college football betting show, Hit the Books. You can find it in podcast form and on YouTube. And actually, I don't know if you should follow him on Twitter. You can if you want to. It's an interesting Twitter feed at Joey Knish 22. Merry Christmas, my friend. Early Happy New Year. How's it going? Welcome to the new era of You Better You Bet.
Mickey K, baby. New show, new era, new year. And I'm hearing all the cowards, McAfee. They're all shaking in their boots at the thought of Mickey K in primetime daytime slot, baby. Can't wait. Looking forward to the new era of YBYB taking over the world.
The check's in the mail. I appreciate that very much. Now, if you're new, you obviously wouldn't know this, so I'll tell you. Our friend Joey Knish is from Michigan, right? And he's a Lions fan, and he's a huge fan of the Michigan Wolverines. So before we get to the college football playoff games, Knish, I haven't spoken to you. I'm guessing you like the Kyle Whittingham hire, but we haven't spoken about it. What are your thoughts on Michigan? I think they stepped in it in a great way here. He's a way better coach than Sharon Moore. What do you think about the Kyle Whittingham hire? Do you think they'll keep Bryce Underwood? Give us your thoughts on the Michigan Wolverines moving forward here with Kyle Whittingham.
I'll be honest with you. Initial reaction, I was a little subdued. It took about, 12 hours for me to get on the bandwagon. Once we got the Utah OC, the BYU DC, I'm feeling better about it than I was. I, you know, still at 66, a little long in the tooth. You know, I don't know how many good years he's got left. That would be my only concern. But the staff he's building, the culture he's bringing back, and the upgrade from, Sharon Moore and the extracurriculars that were going on, I think Michigan will be in a much better place in 26 and going forward with the Whittingham hire. So overall, now that I've seen the full staff picture, I'm more in the B range. It's not home run out of the park, but for the situation they were in, I'll take it.
Yeah, I actually think, given the situation, if like everything's equal and Michigan had their choice of whomever they wanted, I think Whittingham's a B. I think given the situation, this is like an A+. It was a terrible situation, obviously, that Michigan found itself in, even if they did upgrade at head coach. All right, my friends, main event. 4 college football playoff games for us over the course of the next 72 hours or so. We'll go in chronological order. Cotton Bowl, New Year's Eve night, tomorrow night, Wednesday night. Ohio State, the reigning defending national champs, 9.5-point favorites against Miami. Total's been getting bet down. We're at 40.5 now. Kanish, how are you betting the Cotton Bowl?
You know what? And this is, they served us up. The total appetite keeps coming down. Double cross. Give me back on the over. I think now that we've hit 40.5, I'm going back here. I understand some of the move down. I think we've gotten to a point now where it's our exceed, and I'd expect a little bit of buyback on this. I mean, is this an Army-Navy game? Is this Iowa-Wisconsin in the middle of the... No, indoor track, some time off for both teams. I know Ohio State's defense has been very good. It's also played a really, really soft strength of schedule. And I know Miami's offense wasn't cranking it out for Texas A&M, but you've seen them get the run game going a little bit. I think you'll also see Ohio State with Ryan Day now calling the plays. What happened in the Indiana game? They went too slow. They had a couple of turnovers. That methodology that they had in the regular season last year of like this physical, we're going to go slow. As soon as they hit the college football playoff, boom, they turned it on, a little bit more pace, a little bit more throwing. I think you could see something here in the, you know, friend of the show, Brad Powers, likes 31-10. I'm more in, I think Miami's more competitive, but I think you can see a 24-17 type of thing. Give me the over here. I'd slightly lean Miami, but for me, now that the totals come this far down, give me the over in this one. I'm buying back on the move down.
I love that I could feel the gears turning in your head. Like, this is now the new show. Do I mention Brad Powers or not? Totally cool. Brad is Kanish's co-host. I love that. You're like, do I do this or not? I could feel it in your head. Brad Powers and Joey Kanish, Hit the Books is their college football betting show. You better you bet on this Tuesday. Nick Kostos here with you, Westwood One Sports, on all socials at the Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Our guest, pro sports bettor Joey Kanish, on Twitter at Joey Kanish 22. All right, New Year's Day, Orange Bowl, Oregon. About a 2.5-point favorite against Texas Tech, 51.5 the total. Ducks or Red Raiders, what do you got?
This is for me. It's right on the cusp, right? If I see a 3, and I think we're seeing some juice 2.5s out there, that's the buy point for me. I like Texas Tech in this game. I think their defense, I mean, you can make an argument. Again, I know Big 12 competition and all that. I'm not going to say it was on the level of Ohio State this year, but for what they did we're talking a defense that absolutely smashed week in, week out, elite talent on the defensive line. For me, kind of the best front 7 overall in college football. And now, you know what? You saw Oregon. You saw them against a greatly outmatched opponent, a nice big number on the scoreboard. And this number, which was, Oregon +1 in some of the look-ahead stuff, now keeps drifting. It's going to be Red Raiders for me, but sit on that and see if you can snipe a 3 there. I think you might see a couple. That'll be the play for me. Even at 2.5, I'll be in on the Red Raiders, but don't jump early. Keep on the lookout for that 3. I think you might see a couple on game day. It'll be Texas Tech for me. I think they're going outright, but again, search for the best number. If you can snatch a 3 on game day, I think that's the play.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And it looks like at BetMGM, where we would like everybody to bet because they're our title sponsor, it looks like we may be going to 3. Oregon, a juiced 2.5-point favorite against Texas Tech. So, look, like, whether you agree with me, I like Oregon, Kanish, you like Texas Tech, like, make sure you bet the best number if you're going to bet on these games, and bet Oregon at a number less than 3, and see if you can get +3 with Texas Tech if you like the Red Raiders. Kanish, granddaddy of them all. Maybe rain in the forecast in Southern California at the Rose Bowl. Indiana and Alabama. The I still can't believe Indiana's favored in a playoff game against Alabama. Indiana, a touchdown favorite against the Crimson Tide. 48.5 the total. I think Indiana might win by double digits. What say you?
You know what? I'm with you on the cap, right? Like, Indiana, I think they're significantly better team than Alabama, which, again, feels, if you've been following college football for a long time, it gets you shook even saying that. I don't think this Bama team is great in the trenches. The only thing for me is I was hoping, you know what, this got kind of bought up through 7 in that. It's a little rich now. I don't have a great, you know, take on the side in terms of now this is getting through 7, even through 7 at a few places. It's a lean under to me. I'll tell you, of the 4 playoff games, this is probably the one that I'm the lightest in terms of investment, in terms of price. I just think the number got a little away from me on Indiana. I thought after the Bama win, we might get a bit of a discount. But I'm with you, just in terms of if you're telling me a Bama win or an Indiana by double digits or more is more likely, I'm with you on the Hoosiers. I think they're better in all facets than Alabama. And the only thing that might scare me a little bit is I do think Kalen DeBoer can scheme it up. There's the passing offense has been better. But just player to player, offensive, defensive line, running the ball and all that, this is an Indiana team that is significantly a level above where Alabama's at. So I don't have too much in this one. Gun to my head, I'd probably lay with the Hoosiers. But overall, this is one that I think I'll more enjoy, and we'll see. With that said, if the total – the only thing in these new college games, right, is if there's going to be some rain, a sloppy field, I would like the under even a little bit more. That would, to me, would be then go full on the under. I just worry about, in today's day and age in college football, if there's lightning within, you know, 800 miles of the stadium, oh, we're going to delay the game for 4 hours. So keep an eye on the weather. If you can get a little bit of weather, a little bit of, you know, like Rose Bowl feel not great, I think that leads itself to even more of an under. So it'd be the under nothing for me, too, on that one.
We'll close with the Sugar Bowl in a second, but you know, I've said this a couple times over the course of the show today. Even if you're a new listener and viewer, thank you for being with us here, and you don't bet, like, Kanish is a pro bettor and deals with people that are professionals and bet a lot of money on these games. So even if you don't bet, I think this is an interesting window into how, like, people that bet a lot of money view games where Indiana's definitely the better team than Alabama. I can't believe I'm saying that. I can't believe we're here, but it's pretty indisputable. Doesn't mean Indiana's going to win. Bama, of course, can win. But Indiana, a deserved pretty big favorite in this game in the Rose Bowl. And let's close here, Kanish, with the Sugar Bowl on New Year's night. Rematch of a game we saw in October, won by Georgia in come-from-behind fashion. The Bulldogs, 6.5-point favorites against Ole Miss, 55.5 the total. In about a minute, who do you like in the Sugar Bowl?
Oh, the sugar is sweet in this one, baby. I got my little bulldog. I got the sugar cubes. It's like I'm at the horse in the barn. I'm feeding the cubes. Favorite side of the bunch in this one. I'm laying it with the dogs. 6.5. I like anything under a touchdown in this one. Georgia defense finally hit stride. End of the season, the pass rush got there.
And I think you finally see a little bit of that Mississippi, the coaching staff turnover comes to roost in this one. Same thing that I had with Oregon, where they put up a big number in a G5 game where I think they were, you know, significantly overmatched versus Tulane. Even the box score in that one, I don't think the margin of victory was fully deserved. So to me, Georgia, if I'm getting a nice offense that I think they've been, you know, putting together the running game, but for me, the defense really came together, and the pass rush, which struggled all year, they physically dominated Alabama in that SEC championship game. Now Kirby with a little bit more time to prep versus a makeshift staff in Mississippi. This is my favorite side of the bunch. I laid it with Georgia. I like it. I like it a lot. Anything under a touchdown.
Hit the Books is the name of the college football betting show on YouTube and in podcast form. And if you follow him on Twitter, parental advisory necessary at JoeyKnish22. My friends, I appreciate you, and I hope you know that. Happy New Year. Good luck with the bets, except the ones where we're going heads up, and we will talk to you in 2026.
I'm Ed. Cheers to the new show. See you in 26, my friend. Whatever they say in Greek, maybe it's Alakastas. I'll let you solve it. See you next year, baby.
I'm a Fugazi Greek. I have no idea. I know like a couple of words, some curse words. Can't say them on the show. Joey Knish joining us here on You Better You Bet, his bets for the college football playoff quarterfinals. On the other side, we're going to keep it in the college sports milieu. I like the milieu. I think it's technically pronounced milieu. Milieu, I think, is more fun. We'll discuss Marcus Freeman staying at Notre Dame and why I think it's a win for both him, Notre Dame, and the National Football League. And a story, and I'm being sincere here, that is sweeping the college basketball world. And if you haven't heard about it, it's going to knock your socks off. It's coming up next here on Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.